we acknowledge that the Prairie Outpost podcast is recorded in Winnipeg, which is located in Treaty 1 territory, the home and traditional lands of the Anishinaabe, Ojibwe, Innu, Cree, and Dakota peoples, and in the national homeland of the Red River Métis. Our drinking water comes from Shoal Lake, 41st Nation in Treaty 3 territory. Welcome to the Prairie Outpost, a podcast for passionate discussion on news and events in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and beyond. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Player FM to stay up to date on our content, and email us your thoughts at aprairieoutpost@gmail.com to join the conversation. It's been a while. We're back. Today, me, Dylan, and Willie will be talking about the 2023 Manitoba election, good shows or movies we've seen, and upcoming zoning reform. All right, so long time no see, Willie.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, or at least long time no see for the listeners.
Long time no hear. They missed my dulcet tones of my voice.
All right, well, yeah, I think the last episode I recorded was actually in January, and it was an interview with Mark Campbell, who is volunteering on the board of the Ralph Brown Community Center, so he told us a bit about that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm still paying SoundCloud to host this, so might as well...
Investment.
Yeah, might as well get some use out of it. Hoping to record more in 2024, and I guess I'd like to give all three listeners of ours a...
shout out.
Yeah, shout out. Thanks for listening. And also, I would like to tell them a bit about what I've been up to this year. Of course, work, but I've also joined Toastmasters, volunteered during the provincial election, joined the Chalmers Neighborhood Renewal Corporation Board, been doing some advocacy with EMB Winnipeg around infill, and that'll be something we'll get to later in the show, some big changes in zoning. And Willie's been doing stuff, I assume a lot of fatherhood stuff, but...
Yeah, mostly fatherhood and, just trying to take care of my mental health. It's been, been tough the last couple of years, but hey, we're here, and everything's going good right now.
All right, excellent. Are you, is there anything you're looking forward to in the new year, or?
The new year, I don't know, it's kind of weird, although it's going to be the new year. For me, it doesn't feel New Year's-ish. Mm. I always get that feeling in fall. I guess it's probably because when school starts, it just feels like it's a new beginning, new year type thing, right? So, and I have kids, so I follow pretty much a school, I follow the school schedules and stuff like that. And so they go to school in September, new beginnings.
Yeah. Well, I guess, for myself, got a lot of, schemes going on in my head.
Schemes?
Yeah.
Sounds diabolical.
Yes, very diabolical. Some stuff I won't can... I'll keep people guessing for a few more months, or I'll keep our listeners guessing. But, one thing I'm hoping to do is to post some more content on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
we'll get more active.
Maybe even do a soft relaunch. We'll see. That is that. So one thing I did a lot of this year was some work on the provincial election, some canvassing for a political candidate in Radisson, which is the riding, the sort of West Transcona riding in in Manitoba around Kildolan Place. Willie...
I voted.
Willie voted. So what did you make of that campaign and I guess the 8 years of government leading into it?
I guess the campaign for the PCs sort of summed up their entire reign in power. You know what I mean? They just rely... It was really disgusting, the kind of tactics they used during the election, with making the search the landfill a political topic, which it shouldn't have been. It's a police matter, not a political matter. Also, you know, and then it just comes out a couple days ago that there's been allegations of trying to put through Cilia sand mining operation.
Yeah, I haven't followed that story too closely,
It just came up the last couple of days, but it was former cabinet ministers that were saying that it was. Shadiness. There's some shadiness. What? Shadiness in politics? What?
I do love all the folks who like in the Tory party who, like, once it became clear they weren't going to win and it was basically the 11th hour, they were like, oh man, this running those landfill ads, I never agreed with that. And even Heather Stephenson was like, oh, maybe it was a miscommunication of our intention.
It's just so slimy. So, it's flu season.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get your flu shot, bro?
Yes, I did. I think I got one in October. What else is there? I'm trailing off here, but
let's get back on schedule here.
Yeah, but I was going to say, I had the COVID shot in the summer, sometime around the summer, and it's January when I'll be eligible for the next booster. So I want to keep them boosted up. So I guess with the election campaign, how did you find them in government? The old guys, or the old guys and gals?
Just typical. Mm. You know, just the same it's been since I was a kid, really, honestly. I'm hopeful for the future. Mm. It's very exciting that we have, that Wob is the new premier. I'm very excited to see what he can do. And
And the new government, well, when they were not the new government, when they were still the opposition and campaigning to get elected, they made some pretty bold promises around housing and homelessness, so it'll be interesting to see if they're able to follow through with that. And I know that they have Bernadette Smith on that file. Mm-hmm. so that'll be something to watch over the next four and plus
how long,
years.
How long is the election?
It's generally the terms are 4 years.
4 years, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't there something that's 5? Is that federal?
I think it's maximum. It's still notionally maximum 5, but nobody's
stayed that long.
Or it's very rarely. In the last 20 years been invoked. Like, it's Yeah, they usually stick to the 4 years.
Oh, okay.
If they're a majority government, and if it's a minority government, then yeah,
snap.
Anytime, yeah, basically. So, I'm counting on 4 years until another 4 years minus 2 months or whatnot until another election for them to make.
I'd like to see headway. 8 years from WAP to see what, like, two terms.
Yeah,
2 terms. I think says a lot. Mm-hmm. If you can't get stuff done, then look for someone else, I guess. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful. Yeah, I mean, put in some elbow grease for them over the summer, so
yeah.
hope it pans out. I know that in like under 8 years, because I think the Tories called one of the elections early, like they had their 2016 election, and then 2019, I think that was an early call. So like 7 years, they really managed to do a lot of damage, in my view, to health and education and all these important sectors.
So, but, you know, which leads me to, you know, conservatives were never the party group of the people, right? Like they were all for, they're all for business mostly and stuff like that, right?
People who are like, oh yeah, yeah, I want a few, I'll get a few bucks back at tax time, and that's worth the thousands of dollars in public services I'll be losing.
Yeah, like it's,
yeah,
it'd be interesting to see how well their base did during their reign, like their reign, their whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Power, right? Yeah. Reign of power. I don't know what the hell I call it, but it'd be interesting to see how they did, but
I think it would vary, and I'll give them that COVID years weren't a great time to be in government, but they
also had Pallister.
Yeah, but I don't think they rose to the occasion.
Yeah, no, like during COVID, it was up and down.
Yeah,
like, for every party, you know. Yeah. At times that it seemed like you know some parties were, you know, getting shit on, and then other parties were riding high, and then it switched, right? And it seemed to switch pretty quick, right? Like, so I don't know. It's been a weird few years, man. Like, it's so crazy how different everything kind of feels.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, yeah. We were gonna do. What did we? Did we end up doing a New Year's-y themed podcast at the end of 2019? We might have.
We did.
And it's sort of funny because, yeah, it's sort of new year or it's new decade, and that was all, and other people were doing that. It was sort of transformative in the sense that by convention, a decade, it's sort of, yeah, it's sort of when you go to another one, it has subjective importance to folks. Mm-hmm. But it was also like pretty naturally transformative because it was the final year before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and that was a sort of natural break. It wasn't just a human imposed break.
Yeah, that was a world break, right?
Like, yeah.
And honestly, I don't think we have seen the damage yet of COVID, what it's done yet. I think, you know, mental health is on the rise. And yeah. I'm not surprised, really. Mm. But on another note, I have been learning more about astrology. I know, but according to astrology, this year There'd be some, they say, big tech changes or technology things in April and stuff like that.
So
put that on. Let's just see what happens there.
Are you like watching these astrologist TikTok investor videos?
Not investing, but I do enjoy learning about astrology. And, you know, it's been around for thousands and thousands of years, right? It's been around before science and all that.
Yeah.
Know, there might be something to it, right?
Yeah, so is leeching.
Yeah.
Huh?
Are you saying that doesn't work?
Yeah. I guess that, yeah. For a lot of use cases, no, I think there might be some limited use cases for leeching, but...
Oh, speaking of leeching, way off topic. Never mind. It's we in a mall, and they had like this foot bath thing that had a whole bunch of fish in there. And I guess you put your feet in there and it eats your dead skin and stuff like that. Mm. So it's, but yeah, that's way off topic.
Yeah,
here,
yeah. And if you know Willie, there's nothing he loves better than a foot bath.
Oh, foot baths. Can't get enough of those now.
Yeah. All right. Well, since we're treading into lighter fare, I'll ask Willie what movies and shows or whatnot you've seen lately.
Honestly, new movies, I haven't really seen anything.
I think you saw The Marvels.
Oh yeah, I saw The Marvels. I saw it with you.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah.
So that's why I think you saw it.
Yeah. So that one, I've seen that one. But honestly, most of my, I'm really digging the 80s movies again. Just the old school, bringing me back. When you used to have to go walk to the video store to rent. Walk home. The good old days.
Just kidding. Yeah. Actually, like Netflix was founded because, yeah, the guy was upset at Blockbuster's like late fees.
Mm.
But it originally wasn't like an online.
No, it was like
some sort of order service. Yeah.
It was almost like a library system.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you keep it as long as you want, but you're paying, right? Mm. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that who knew, eh? Like, I remember when Netflix first started, who knew?
Oh. Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is supposed to be a wild year, though. April. Mark something down. That's
yeah.
That's what we're, technology.
Folks who know me should be marking April down because it's going to be my birthday in there. Yeah.
Well, maybe your gift will be some sort of major technology advancement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get me some great digitally generated apes. I'm sure that would.
What?
Yeah.
That's you're talking about those NFT
yes.
Trades and stuff like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
Okay, good. Good to see
you. Bitcoin. The future, bro.
Sure it is.
Mark that down too, because we'll be coming back when Bitcoin.
Okay, listeners, if you have, okay, this is not.
I'm not an advisor. We're just having a conversation between people here. So
This is not investing advice, but market tracking exchange traded funds. They're great value. More than crypto.
Don't say even talk like that.
Okay.
it's gone up like 25% in the last year. Can't get those kind of returns on.
Yeah. It goes up and down.
It goes up and down. It's a
volatile
investment. It's extremely volatile, right? But it's fun.
So in terms of movies or shows, I guess in the show department, I binge watched over the holiday break, a bunch of Loki season 2 episodes.
Oh, okay. I haven't even started that, you know. Yeah. I just don't know what it is. I'm having a hard time getting into Marvel.
Okay, well, I think Loki season 2.
It's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's.
I like that actor.
It's pretty self-contained.
Okay, good. And Owen Wilson, he's awesome. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Or wow, that's what he's.
Yeah. That was pretty good, though. You had a good impression of him.
And also binge watched What If season 2.
Oh yeah, that's out, eh? Oh yeah, there's a First Nation.
Mohawk.
Cartoon.
Yeah, in one of the
What Ifs.
One of the one of the episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll watch that tonight.
Yeah.
Those are pretty self-contained episodes.
Yeah, yeah, they're more or less self-contained.
That's good.
They have, they might sometimes have something at the end that's sort of a cliffhanger or connects it to something larger, but by and large, the episodes are anthology, self-contained.
So, what's your thoughts on Marvel and, you know, the whole Infinity Stone thing was awesome, right? 10 years build up, it was good, right? It was hype, but now
it was good.
Feel the same,
it was good, but there was a lot of. I think people sometimes retroactively project a lot more coherence and planning into that than there was. That there was a lot of improvisation, but yeah, it. Yeah, I'd say that Marvel post Infinity Saga has had some hit and misses.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was a hit. Like you're talking about the actual live action movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The Sonyverse or the animated ones are good.
That's so good too.
Yeah, but the live action one. The one in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, that was good. I like Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I know some people didn't so much, but I thought that was a good fun.
Yeah, I guess I'm a little
a little
irritated with Doctor Strange because what was that? Which one would he tried to make everybody forget?
Oh, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that.
And then, you know, he's given Spider-Man shit. Yet it's his spell that fucked everything up, man.
Yeah.
Messed everything up.
Well, he's a bit of an egotist.
Yeah.
But I think he goes through a bit of a bit of learning in his own one, Multiverse of Madness. I did not really like Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania.
Yeah. It's gonna come up to Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman to save Marvel.
Yeah, that one looks like it could be very exciting.
Yes, that's gonna break records, I think. But yeah, I think they gotta, I don't know, self-contained episodes again, or just take a break on Marvel for a bit, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's hard for them to take a break because they have so much money, right?
And I think like maybe there is a bit of Marvel fatigue, or maybe they're not doing new things, or the new things they're doing aren't landing. But I do think that generally, movies haven't really recovered from the pandemic.
I don't believe so either.
Yeah.
Pre-pandemic, I went to the movies quite a not I wouldn't say quite a bit, but often. And now I don't go to movies at all, right? Like, yeah, I'm turning into a hermit here, man.
Yeah. Did you see the Hunger Games prequel that they had?
No, I didn't. No. Hunger Games is not my...
Yeah. I mean, the prequel was pretty interesting. Yeah, I mean, it was like, I think, 60 years before the film. So it covered like the early years of the tyrannical president of
60 years?
Yeah.
And they still had that same announcer guy?
I think the announcer guy was his like grandfather or something.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is we've had some fun here. And one thing that's very fun is having a home and housing. Mm-hmm. And there's one thing that I was quite involved with in the fall, and that was this Housing Accelerator Fund application that the City of Winnipeg was drafting to get some federal dollars, and they had to make zoning and land use changes or agree to those in principle to access those. Mm-hmm. And I did a lot of advocacy and went to City Council and spoke to them about how this was a good direction to go into, and
nice.
And they made the changes to the Housing Accelerator Fund to allow more homes in established areas that the feds were asking for, and very, very glad that mm-hmm. that happened. Now, some people will say that they've made zoning bylaw changes, but they haven't yet. It's an agreement in print.
Yeah.
We
will when the time comes, but not right at this moment type thing, right?
Yeah. So 2024, they're going to have, I think they're going to have public consultations next in 2024 in this new year. There will be a formal public hearing before the bylaw changes, and I believe that they're planning on having them implemented through the rapid bylaw update process or amendment process spring to 2025.
So how big does your project have to be to access those funds?
So in terms of the funds, I'm not exactly sure, but there's different things that the federal dollars are going to. So some of it is going to the planning department, some of it is going to sewer capacity updates, from what I understand. Some of it is going to this affordable housing concierge service, and I think that's something to do with networking or facilitating out of the City of Winnipeg to help affordable housing providers with some administrative services or something like that. Don't fully know the details. I'd have to look at it a bit more, and I understand that there's some fluidity here, but I'm not exactly sure how much is actually going in terms of direct subsidies to people building houses.
Mm. Yeah, that would be interesting to see when the details come out, mm-hmm. who can access that, and if regular Joes can, maybe put together for a duplex, mm-hmm. build a brand new duplex or triplex or whatever, right? So.
Well, that is interesting. Someone was telling me that their parents want to buy this, would be interested in like putting up a quadplex in Charleswood or Westwood, somewhere in the west of the far west of the city, and getting some of their friends and living there together in retirement.
I'll be honest, me and my wife Tara there, we've been talking the same thing, like about maybe looking into see if we can afford to buy another property and have family live fair rent wages, fair rent, right?
Instead of,
and they'll help. I feel like
we
got to start taking care of ourselves, right? We can't wait for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way that we've built cities, there haven't been a lot of options for multi-generational households up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's a trend that's going to be, you know, I think it's going to be a big trend, right? You got an aging population, right? And then, you know, there's not going to be enough homes, you know, like care homes. And so,
yeah. And
they're just going to move in together. And I don't, you know, I think it's a weird time for real estate. And yeah, weird time.
Yeah. Well, here's to hoping that this housing accelerator fund process and the zoning reforms that will hopefully come about from it will result in some real changes to the way we build Winnipeg for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think that's all I have to talk about.
I think that's all I have to talk about as well. Just, can't wait to see what the new year brings and what kind of technology comes in April, eh?
Okay. well, keep looking at the stars for signs on
that. I will.
And as that about covers it, remember to subscribe to the Prairie Outpost on your podcast platform of choice, if we're on it. And until next time, folks, all the best.
Take care.